There's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara is talking about Rava. Rava had a custom that on Erev Pesach he used to drink wine. And the Gemara says, why did he drink wine? Because the wine would actually open up his appetite in order that he would eat the matzah and the mitzvot of Leila Seder. So there is a question, is it permissible based on that to drink wine on Erev Pesach? Well, based on that Gemara, the Tur in Siman Taf Ayin Aleph writes, Mutar. And he doesn't make a chiluk between a lot of wine or a little wine. He said, you're allowed to drink wine on Erev Pesach. Adrabah, it opens up the appetite, why not? And that's what it seems as well is the opinion of Harambam, because the Rambam in his Halachot also, when he writes the law of drinking wine, he does not make a difference between a lot of wine or a little wine. He just says you can drink. And it seems that's the opinion of the Rosh. That's where the Biur Halakha brings down. However, the opinion of the Tosafot argues. Tosafot says that which Rava drank wine that opens the appetite, that's a lot of wine. When you drink a lot of wine, it opens the appetite. But a little amount of wine, it satisfies a person and satiates him. And as a result, he's not going to be able to eat the matzah, the te'avon. And that's really the way Shulchan Aruch was posek in Taf Ayin Aleph, where he says, V'im matzah l'shtot yayin harbe shote, mepene shkishu shote harbe gorer te'avat ha'ma'achal. If he drinks a lot of wine in Erev Pesach, even after the 10th hour, it's permissible because it's an aperitif. It opens up the appetite. The yain me'at, lo yishter, mishum, the mis'at sa'id. But a little, mahlok al-tosafot, v'atur. In any event, Shulchan Aruch is posek like Tosafot and says that a little wine, no. The question is, what's considered a little wine? And was considered a lot of wine. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Acharonim that which we say a little wine is problematic, that is between Rav Revi'it, between the amount of the majority of Revi'it, and which would be a Rav Revi'it, which would be for Revi'it is 3.2 ounces. So the majority of 3.2 would be 1.6, 1.7 ounces in that range over there until Rav Shtei Kosot, which means Shtei Kosot would be about 6.4 ounces. So the majority of 6.4 ounces would be like 3.2. So in between Rav Revi'it and Rav Shtei Kosot, that's the shiur of satiation. So one shouldn't drink, if he's going to drink on Erev Pesach, should not drink between 1.7 and 3.2 ounces. However, less than 1.7, no problem. More than 3.2, no problem also, because that's already the majority of 2 cups, and the majority of 2 cups brings a person to an appetite. But again, it should be pointed out, we're talking over here where it's not going to cause him to get drunk. Because if it causes him to get drunk, so what benefit? So he got hungry, but he's drunk. So therefore he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah regardless. And it also depends on the person's nature. These things the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chem misavara shetalu yakol lefi teva oto ha'adam, lefi ma shehu margish benafsho, davar shegorel lebo letavat ha'machal o lahefech. You can't make a general rule and say, well, this applies to everybody. Everybody has a different resistance. Everybody has a different way. So therefore, it all depends. Now, Sha'ar Mashkin, Mutar Lishtot Kol Hayom, Afilu Harbeh. Other types of drinks, the Hachamim did not put any restrictions. Furthermore, the Mefarshim bring down, Nitz Anavim, Dino Kiyayim. When it comes to grape juice, regarding this item, they treat it like wine. Now this is maybe a more practical case. That's the way Netanya Gabriel says, that if a person is drinking grape juice, So a person wants to drink on the Erev Pesach, maybe to have a little grape juice. So one should be careful if he drinks less than 1.7 or more than 3.2, but should not drink within this amount. Now again, we're only talking after the 10th hour. We're not talking about in the morning. This is already midday, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Until the 10th hour, there are no restrictions what we're allowed to eat besides matzah. We know that matzah, we're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach from the morning. Matzah that we can be yotzeh on Leila Seder. That's what Maran brings down when he says over here in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Asur le'echol pat m'sha'ah asirit ul'ma'ala. You cannot eat pat. Now what does pat mean? Pat cannot mean bread, because bread you cannot eat already before the 10th hour. Matzah can't mean, because matzah you're not allowed to eat the whole Erev Pesach. So the pat that Maran means over here is matzah ashira. That while it's permissible to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, for the Sfaradim especially, however, once the 10th hour comes, even matzah ashira, one should refrain. Like it says, Kedesh yuchal matzah leteavon, aval ochel me'ad perot o yirakot. However, which the Gemara calls b'nei targima. Targima means fruits or vegetables. Mutar. However, Harambam writes, lo yimale kineso mehem. Of course, you should not fill your stomach with them. So basically, the lesson over here in this halakha is that after the 10th hour of the day, or the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, I should say, which is once the 9th hour comes, then you're already starting the 10th hour, which again, usually is between 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on where you are, then one is not allowed to have matzah ashira anymore. One should really try not to have mizonot items at that point, because it's going to fill them up. You can only have fruits and vegetables or pieces of meat where it doesn't fill the stomach up, and the restrictions of the wine are based on the way we explain.